everyone, and welcome to the first PNY podcast. We are so excited to be kicking this off.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we've been thinking about this for how long?
It's been a while.
Just back and forth.
It really has.
Thinking, and we're finally here. It's our first episode.
Right.
We're kicking this off.
All the equipment.
The background is looking nice. We transitioned our. You've probably seen this setup in a few of our YouTube videos.
Yeah.
But now this has transitioned to our full-on podcast.
Exactly.
Studio,
yeah. I know. Even on like Instagram, we did a lot of like behind the scenes, like sometimes we'll like do a, I know what happened to like IG live, where we're just kind of showing off behind the scenes of you taking photos and stuff like that. And now we literally just transformed the entire thing to have two tables here and podcast mics.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And that's crazy. Like, everyone's like, oh, I love the background. And it's great because we have flexibility with lighting.
Right.
Again, we're going to have special guests on the podcast with us, which is going to be exciting. But to kick things off, just because, you know, it's our very first one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Derek Ellis. You know, I've been with PY a little over 6 years now, and I am part of the marketing team. So I dabble in, you know, video production, virtual events, and social media content.
All of them
with Jerome, which Jerome is involved in social and all the marketing as well, which he can go in his intro. But it's very exciting to finally be here at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Our last thing was virtual events was our big thing, and now we're here with the podcast. So super excited to be doing this with you.
It's crazy.
Great. it's starting.
It's honestly a crazy story, just because like, thinking of the transition and like my journey from PNY of like, technically, yeah, I started about like a little more than 2 years, actually. Sheesh, time's flying. About 2 years ago. And then from there, I was still doing marketing and social media, but transitioning now more into like a front end content creation type of person is something that like I'm really actually excited for. Just because, again, for the most part, it was mainly, you know, like scheduling, getting content, working with different influencers, all the above when it comes to the marketing aspects of things. But now it's a lot more of hands-on, which is something that I really like. And again, I'm kind of like actually low-key on that journey with you too, because you know, it was a different transition from hopping from one specific role focused more in social media into this role where it's, again, more so hands-on with you. So
yeah, and that's the thing I love about this, because again, I've always been into content creation, even outside of work. You know, I have my own camera, as you know, take photos here and there, do some videos, and it's just a very big passion of mine, and able to do that as like my actual career here at PNY. It's phenomenal. And it kind of the same thing, it just kind of been diving into different things and seeing how we can, you know, improve our content from as a whole. So like, you know, like we used to have webinars, which, you know, back in the day, you'd have somebody talking for like an hour, you'd have a presentation, they'll go through it, and then kind of that's it. And they were like, how do we take this to the next level?
Yeah.
And then boom, we're like, virtual events.
Yeah.
So the virtual events is something to where if you haven't watched one yet, definitely check them out. But it's a virtual studio, and we have full control of the effects, the movements, and it's just totally different. I mean, we received a lot of great feedback from our partners, the community, and that's where it kind of led to what's next, and, you know, that's the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's finally here, and I'm excited.
Right.
And,
so even on that same note, not to cut you off, but even on that same note, like, again, you came in seeing that transition of, like, okay, PNY was once doing this. I want to take that a step further. Like, what was that thought process when it came to, like, okay, we do standard webinars. How can we transition into virtual events? Like, what was your mindset? Did you just like watch ESPN one day and was just like, you know, we could literally do that? Like, what was your thought process?
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you think about people with, you know, who watch sports and ESPN, they have those really cool dynamic studios.
Right.
Same thing with NVIDIA. You know, you have Jensen on these keynotes and things are moving and all that. It's not just more of a stagnant person talking and let's go through a PowerPoint presentation. So the thought process behind that with the team was just, again, how we take this to the next level. And then just, you know, watching keynotes and all of that, we're like, let's do something like this. Like, we have the power to do this. We have the tools. If we don't have the tools, what do we need to get in the process in order for us to do that here at PNY?
Right.
And, you know, again, collectively as a team, we all discussed and like, all right, here's our game plan. So Which a lot of people probably saw as well. We have the virtual studio, which kind of started off with a green screen, and now that is something in itself. That's under construction, so that's going to be totally revamped, and that's going to take even that content to the next level. So
yeah,
I mean, just getting inspiration. I think just that's content in general, just inspiration from other things, but then how do we twist it and make it our own and our own, you know, message and branding and all that. So
yeah.
I think that's where we kind of hit it with the virtual events. And, you know, we get to showcase products, showcase our partners, even little short videos that we do in the house with, you know, graphics card or whatever products, you know, we can showcase it in any environment.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's like one of the most important factors of like innovation. It's always taking something that's, it's not necessarily taking a brand new idea or coming up with a brand new idea, but it's taking a very slight twist or a very refreshing change on something that was previously done. You know, again, seeing that inspiration from a ESPN or a virtual broadcast studio or something like that, and just being like, okay, we can do this, but how can we make it our own and make it fresh and make it very new and innovative? I think that's like one of the most important things that you can do. And again, now you're doing this, but with a podcast. It's crazy.
That's right. And it's definitely, it's a team effort. And like, we're very fortunate to have a very solid, you know, graphics team and marketing team here. Right. And we all just throw our ideas together and how do we improve, how we take this to the next step. And that's kind of just been our thing. It's just kind of like, what's next? What's next? And again, like this, because again, this background's nice. And as you mentioned earlier, we did a lot of product shots and different videos, but we're stuck with this background. So where now when we dive into virtual reality,
it's crazy.
We can make that background whatever we want. So now we can have more dynamic content. It's more engaging. It's not just a flat, you know, whatever, an image against the back wall. So again, just having that flexibility, and we can kind of essentially do whatever we want to. You know, we can have a GPU floating in space for hours if you wanted to.
Yeah, shout out to the next video. If you see a GPU floating in space, you know.
It wasn't my idea, I promise.
It started here. Exactly.
That's but yeah, really and also, cool. I would kind of want to segue there as well, just let people know is, you know, this is the first podcast, and also it's going to be on all the platforms where you can listen to your podcast.
Yes.
But also we will be uploading a video version to our PNY Pro YouTube channel. So if you're visual like me and I like to kind of just see behind the scenes, make sure to go subscribe to that, and you can actually, you know, listen to it,
or
you can watch us talk in this room that we're talking about. If you're just listening to audio, you have no idea.
So
if you're a visual person, go check it out on the YouTube channel.
It's going to be everywhere. We're going to make sure it gets everywhere as possible. But yeah, it's a really interesting, I guess, segue from the webinars to the virtual events to now the podcasts. Even on that side, because I know that, again, with the podcast, we are kind of working on the reflective end when it comes to the visual side of things. From the what's it called? I blanked out on the name.
Transition?
What's it called? I'm blanking on words right now. The ESPN type of deal.
Virtual production.
Virtual production. I don't know why I just blamed on that name.
That's all right.
But yeah, regardless.
It's all the lights in here.
It's all the lights. Blame the lights. But yeah, the virtual production.
Yeah.
So like, I know that we're still working on, you know, creating the green screen and the setups, but like, where do you envision that going? Because I know, as you said, like, we want to do something to where we can put a GPU in space or different things like that. Yeah. But is there anything specifically that you really want from that? Because I know what we were talking about, like different ideas.
So I think, you know, I think a lot of people, they see like these huge LED walls, which is great depending on what type of production value, what you want to get across. But for us, again, we just ordered, you know, a green screen, some lights and made it work. But now we're like, again, thinking future and forward, how do we improve this? And also for the user out there who wants to get into virtual production or anything like that, you don't have to go like spend a crazy amount of money.
Right.
You can go get a nice green screen, record in it, and then do everything in, you know,
post-production.
So now we're looking into Unreal Engine. So
that's what I was.
So with the construction of the the room, now we have a whole wall and it's U shape, and then everything top to bottom is all green screen. So now we can go into all these different environments within Unreal Engine and just take it a step further. And that's again, what's very exciting. That's what I love about marketing, because, again, it's kind of like, what can we do next? And then it lets our creative minds and all of us on the team think of what can we do next. So that's going to be coming in the future. I can't talk. We don't want to talk too much about it. We'll put that on social when that's all ready. But that's another thing we're working outside of the podcast is the virtual production room, which
it's
I'm excited. That's all I can say. Yeah. Just like this, the podcast kicking this off. You know, I've always been a really big into virtual production.
Mm-hmm.
Again, taking that skill of, okay, I take a camera and take a photo, but now what else can I do replacing the background and do effects and all this good stuff?
Right, exactly. And I think that's the interesting part for me, especially working at a company like PNY, is because, again, we're working on the sense of like virtual effects, working through Unreal Engine and different rendering and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And again, we have our graphics team, amazing graphics team, as well as, you know, one of our guys, Sai, who works hand in hand with us as well to work with Unreal Engine and all that stuff. But we, as PNY, we're able to create the graphics cards for that specific process. Yeah. So we're kind of basically doing it from start to finish on our own in terms of setting up the actual studio, but also being able to help render and create these as a whole.
Yeah, and that's where like the professional GPUs come in line. So, you know, we have the latest, you know, Ada generation GPUs, the RTX 6000 Ada. We have the RTX 4000 SFF. If you're working in a small form factor workstation, that's going to allow us to just go beyond what we've already done. And yeah, cut out rendering times and cut those in half. You know, I think the top of my head here is like the new Ada Lovelace is 2 times the performance than the previous Ampere generation.
Right.
So that in itself, I mean, be able to use that tech as, you know, working at PNY, using what we, you know, offer.
Exactly.
It's great because now we upgraded the workstation. And then again, it's going to, especially kind of taking a step back, going to the virtual production. The goal there is too, we're going to have sensors. So now instead of us record on a green screen, then go into post-production, we're going to be able to see this in real time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to have the camera on and we'll have the monitor to the side. And, you know, when we're walking to the green screen, we see a green screen, but on the monitor and elsewhere, we're going to be in whatever environment we want. And that's going to cut post-production time and all that as well, which is huge. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's great, you know, just, you know, having the solutions and then us being able to not just only like push it out there and sell it, but like we're actual users of this product.
Exactly.
You know, we're using the back end of the house here and for all of our production needs and rendering and all that. So, you know, we're not only just, you know, pushing out to the public and kind of, you know, educating them, but we're actual users and it's great.
Yeah. I think it definitely really tells that full circle story of the beginning to the end process for any content creator, whether that's just creation. If you're just an editor or whatever that may look like, you have different opportunities to be able to use our graphics cards in this specific way. Yeah. And again, we have different graphics cards for different reasons, whether it's data center or specifically, you know, content creation or you know, networking. We have different cards for different uses.
Yeah.
So I think that's
really interesting. We kind of like have the full stack, full solution, which is great. So yeah, we have our data center, we have our professional cards, we have the networking, and then all that. We have SSD, memory, like USB, like we have everything to offer, which is phenomenal. Again, we're users of it. So every day it's like it's part of our production. So it's great.
Exactly. Yeah. And even on that same production side, like we do work with hand in hand with different partners too on that production. So like we'll get something in from, you know, ClearCube or the Fragbox, you know, different elements that we can kind of incorporate within our product shots, but also for our actual creation process, which is cool.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. Like, I'm excited about this as well because you just hit it right there as our partners. I'm excited. So it's not just only going to be us always talking. We're going to have industry experts on the podcast. So, you know, from our partners, possibly from NVIDIA. And you know what? If you're listening to this and you have any suggestions or, you know, like, hey, I would like to learn about this or maybe have an expert on the podcast, let us know down below because we're open to any ideas that would help you who's listening. Because, again, the whole point of this and, you know, the podcast is not only just talking, but we want to bring experts. We want to educate you and just, you know, bring more awareness to whatever it is. So, you know, somebody who was, I just keep going back to virtual production because we're really going through that here internally. But, you know, if someone who really likes, you know, virtual production, media entertainment, you know, we can get an expert on this, on an episode and kind of really do a deep dive. So that's what's going to be great about this as well. We're going to be able to use, you know, people from NVIDIA, in all of our partners and everything.
Yeah,
so,
and even internally, too.
I can't
too.
Wait for that. It's, yeah. It's going
to
be great.
Exactly, because I think that it's really important to have people like that on here, because even for myself, I don't know everything, but that's why we're here, to learn from different people who know more than us, basically, different experts within the field. Again, whether that's internally or externally, talking to a different partner or talking to one of our networking people who know all the intricacies of this all, or data center GPUs, you know, talking to us about the process, because there's so many different factors and facets to the actual products, whether that's talking about the different specs and CUDA cores or how fast this memory runs and stuff like that. So there's many different aspects to this that I don't know that I'm really willing and excited to learn from this podcast.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Again, we partners talk about, you know, who they are, what solutions they offer, which is going to be great, both hardware and even software. You got, I mean, cloud computing and all that is a huge thing right now. AI is a huge topic right now. So kind of get them on the podcast and discuss kind of their solutions and how it helps. But even here, like you said, internally, we can get engineers on here. If you want someone to like really deep dive and we can all geek out on like, you know, here's a board and it's, you know, Ampere, Ada Lovelace, kind of like, what does this PCB do? Like we have that capability, which is exciting. So we're like, you know, the possibilities is going to be endless, which I'm excited. So, you know, share our story, share others. And again, hopefully we inspire people on this podcast and educate and, you know, bring some really good content. We have a lot planned, so
Looking forward to it. Right. Even on that same note, is there someone who you would really love to have on the podcast? Is there like
love all the employees and all that here? I'm like, I mean, who, you know, it'd be crazy. Maybe one day, you know, the CEO of NVIDIA will hop on an episode like that. Jensen, I mean, that would be great.
That'd be great.
Again, we just finished up Computex. He stopped by the booth. He signed one of our GPUs, which is awesome. Which again, part of marketing, it's awesome. We had that GPU in hand here. What, last week or the week before?
Yeah.
Take some product shots and everything,
really cool.
And it's just crazy. Like, the CEO of NVIDIA held, signed this card, and now we have it in hand and, you know, do some content around it. So, but yeah, I mean, that would definitely be cool. You know, that we'll see what happens. But then, I mean, just again, I'm just excited to really have, I mean, just about anyone, like in terms of, again, from maybe another partner of ours, marketing, from a different marketing perspective, because you and I know we're like, especially you, you know, involved in social media.
Right.
Algorithms, everything's changing.
Exactly.
2-3 years ago, we'd post pictures and great, you get these likes, comments, it's awesome. But now it's like, it gets nothing, which we see the transition into video, short form content. So yeah, I mean, excited to get partners and just, again, industry experts in their respective fields. And we get to kind of pick their brains and digest and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I think that's actually one of the points that me and you were actually kind of briefly talking about earlier today when it comes to even like influencers and where the market is going when it comes to marketing. Because, you know, there was this huge shift and transition from, you know, companies doing standard, just general marketing, but now they working with different influencers and different brands. And I feel like the name of the game, especially nowadays, is collaboration. I feel like that's so important, whether it's working with different influencers or working with different brands. And again, I think that's also important, bringing in companies like ClearCube or Exact or whoever that might be to have these conversations, just to be able to share it to our communities, but as well as their communities, and grow followings across the board, because we want to be able to get you know, what we're saying out there so people can learn different things.
Yeah, and we have our own community, but then again, when you do that collaboration, now we're cross promoting, and again, just more visibility for all. And then I mean, using ClearCube as an example is, you know, we did a partner spotlight series with them. It was awesome. It was a small form factor build. I remember walking to the back and like, Derek, you have a system here for delivery. And it's just a little box. I'm like, wait, no, where's the rest of it? Like, no, that's it.
That's
one
crazy.
Box. And I'm telling you, it's like small. And I'm just like carrying it in one hand. Like, I have a computer in my hand.
Right.
And then, it was their EdgeCube system.
Wow.
It had the RTX A2000 12 gigabyte GPU, which is the small form factor, which is awesome.
Right.
But at that time, the 4000 SFF wasn't out. So we couldn't really speak about it. But then now we're working up on the follow-up video to show everyone, like, you know, this had the A2000 12 gigabyte. Now we have the new Ada Lovelace 4000 SFF in there.
Yeah.
Here's some benchmarks and performance so you can see like raw data and mm-hmm. different workflows of the performance. And right. again, I mean, that was awesome just yeah. to see that system in person. And you remember you walked right. in, you're like, wait, where's the computer? Like, yeah. this is the computer.
It's a little box, yeah, a little lunch box. It's cool.
But yeah, I mean, with our partners, again, all this stuff is on our YouTube channel. Definitely go to PNY Pro. Mm-hmm. Just type that into YouTube. And you'll see the partner spotlight, some virtual event stuff, and mm-hmm. all the content that we're posting there. So, yeah. I mean, it's across YouTube and even social media. So, to stay up to date and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think follow. Yeah, I think that we're also going to be also cranking out a lot more short form content as well as when it comes to videos. Because, again, that's also the way the algorithm is being pushed in a sense. So, you kind of have to sometimes work along with algorithm, especially being working in social media. So, yeah. I think that's something that, like, we're really just excited to put out there. And also, even as you said, like, I think it's really cool to show the example of the 2000 versus the 4000, but in that same box, just yeah. to show the progress of the evolution of technology.
Yeah, it's more of just like that upgrade path, you know, like the A2000 is a great card and mm-hmm. it still is a great card,
right?
Or GPU, but in the sense, like, if you want more power, the Ada generation is essentially the same form factor that mm-hmm. fits in that specific system. But again, we have a lot of partners that offer small form factor as well. Mm-hmm. It's great. And again, we have that hands-on and get to test it and benchmark and all that good stuff. So
yeah,
if you're listening or watching, we'll have that up here shortly. It might be up already before this podcast airs. Who knows?
Exactly.
So I got a question for you then, Jerome. So mm-hmm. I know, again, you mentioned earlier the content creation portion and all that. So what are you more excited about when we're working on projects? Are you more excited about having the product in hand, like, wow, this is like, you know, the latest and greatest GPU? Or is it more like, I have that, but now how can I, you know, make a short form video or market this to social media or whatever, Google Ads and all that? Like, what's your favorite part of that process?
I think it's the creation of like holding it in hand and understanding like, what can we do? What can we kind of do outside of the box with this? That's different than what we've done in the past. Yeah. And doing a lot of different research when it comes to seeing the different YouTube videos of what people have done in the past when it comes to creating content for a specific product. And a lot of times you'll see it from different influencers of like different lighting techniques that you can do or different angles that you can shoot at. And then again, nowadays we're dealing with a whole kind of, I call it like an AI renaissance in a sense, and where like people are taking different products and incorporating AI into either the videos or just the still images, or whether that's using AI to help create a script or whatever that looks like. We're kind of using that in all aspects of things. So I think it's really interesting, especially for me, to see what can be done. I think that's kind of what excites me to see, like, okay, if this is what was done in the past, what's next? So I think for me, I kind of want to be a part of it and see like, okay, now that I have this product in hand, how can I not just take something and tweak it, but do something completely different that's not really been thought of before? So I think that's really cool.
Good. No, I'm saying that's the beauty about marketing. It's like, I feel like it's always changing. You know, what's the next step? What can we do to improve with each photo or each video? Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. Like you see over the past years, it's just kind of like our shift and our own, you know, in-house content where we're at today. It's just, it's amazing. I never thought, again, it's one of those things we've always talked about the podcast, but we just had so much going on. It's like, it's going to happen. Kind of like we're just gonna have to be patient, and then you know here we are, and then again back to the virtual studio and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So what about you
when it comes to the aspects of creation? Is there one that you focus on a little bit more than others?
So I mean, for me, I've always been a hardware person. Mm-hmm. I enjoy like just hardware and kind of geeking out on the specs. And again, I like the fact of just kind of this new generation versus the old, you know, what's the performance difference and, you know, the cost and all this stuff, kind of like all of that. And then, in the same sense is I'm a creator at heart, you know, part of marketing team at PNY. And again, kind of the same story in a sense, but it's like, okay, I have the new 6000 Ada. It's the latest and greatest GPU on the market right now by NVIDIA, you know, we have our standard photos and videos, but again, how do we actually get the messaging out there? Because at the end of the day, you know, you can go see a spec sheet, what the CUDA cores right. are, RT cores and all this stuff, but like, you know, what about this car against the previous generation is going to help the person watching this video? Like, right. what are their benefits? So exactly. again, kind of like I said earlier, you know, ADA, you know, 2 times performance in the previous ampere, or up to 2 times the performance of ampere. Then also it's using the same amount of wattage. So now mm-hmm. like NVIDIA did this to where, hey, I'm gonna give you a new GPU and it has more performance, but it's gonna perform at the same wattage as well. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the same thing. Like I think I geek out more on the hardware.
Right.
I've always been a hardware person. I love it. I used to do a lot of, you know, custom builds and all that stuff. That's kind of mm-hmm. like what got me here at PNY. And, so yeah, I'm kind of like 50-50 in the right. middle. I love the hardware, but I also love the content creation yeah. and seeing what we can do next with it.
Right. And I think that part is actually really interesting because like I'm not the biggest hardware head when it comes to some of this stuff. Like I'm still on that learning process of like, oh, what does this do? What does that specific spec mean? But at the same time, like I'm really willing to learn, but I love seeing it on the marketing aspect of it and the technology aspect of it and seeing like, okay, what does that imply? Like, okay, they have this many CUDA cores. What does that mean for the average user? So I think that's really interesting for me. But I know, again, you're more of the hardware head where, you know, I know you were doing like liquid cooled builds out of the womb at 2 years old or whatever. So it's like, it's really cool to kind of see that transition, especially for you, like when it comes to like being a hardware head, but then going into the marketing aspect of it, learning photography, and then how that, you know, changes into, you know, your own photography for your own self, and then again for working for the company.
Well, yeah, I think right there, I kind of that's a good time for us to wrap it up. I know we got a little long-winded on the first episode, a lot of different things to talk about. But again, we're very excited to have the podcast kick off.
Right,
we're gonna have a lot of great content coming up. We're gonna have a lot of great industry experts on the podcast. So make sure you stay tuned.
Yeah, and make sure you follow us on all social media accounts at PNY Pro, and make sure you follow us on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Again, like Spotify, Apple Music, etc. So make sure you check us out on all of the above. And thank you for coming to our first ever podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we will see you in the next one.
All right, take care. We'll be right back.